I want you to think back to a time in your life, recent past, long time ago, sometime when you felt just completely and utterly free. Not a care in the world, no worries, no weights, no fears, no anxieties, but some time when your heart felt very free, just very open. You were allowed to be yourself, nothing else to worry about, no one else to worry about. If we defined freedom, most people would probably say, I'd probably say, if I had to give an off-the-cuff answer, that freedom means the ability to do whatever I want, when I want to do it, without anyone else telling me what to do. I was drawn to that word, freedom, because St. Paul speaks about it a lot in the second reading we heard today. It says, for freedom, Christ set us free. And you hear this topic of freedom thrown around a lot, all the things that have been happening in our country in the months, weeks, days, recently. You hear this topic of freedom, what am I allowed to do or not do, who can impose what against me? What is freedom? And what is the kind of freedom that the Lord is desiring to offer to us? Because if we just see freedom as the ability to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, without anyone else telling me what to do, it's like it's a very limited understanding. Because thinking about that time when you felt very free, I'd imagine it's not just because you could do what you wanted to do whenever you wanted to do it that gave you the sense of freedom. There's something else at play there. The example, I think I've used at Mass before, but for example, to take music. If I went and sat behind that piano, I'm free to play all the keys I want to play. But if I'm going to go sit over there, all you're going to get from me is Chopsticks and Mary Had a Little Lamb. And I'm going to sound very different than if Connor's sitting behind that piano playing all the beautiful things that he knows how to play, right? Which one of, even though we're both technically able to do whatever we want to do, it seems that one of us is a lot freer than the other person when we're talking about playing the piano. And one of us is bound by all these rules and principles and guidelines and all these things that on a certain sense can feel very constricting, right? But which one of us is actually freer? Imagine a world where there's no traffic laws. You can drive whatever side of the road you want, how fast you want to go, no stoplights, no stop signs, no street lights, no roundabouts, no nothing. On a level that might seem cool for a while, but how long would it take for that to devolve into like utter chaos? Right? Would we actually be able to get anywhere we wanted to go? I think it gets to this reality that freedom, there's something more to it than me just doing what I want to do. That doesn't actually give me freedom. And ironically, too, it's often the church, it's often God, who are seen as the people who are trying to take away our freedom. They give us all these rules and regulations and things we're not supposed to do. They're trying to inhibit us making our own free decisions, right? If how many of us learned the Ten Commandments in school or in religion class or whatever as a big list of, if you can't list them, you know how they all start. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. You can't do this. You can't do that. And if that's all I know about the law that God gives to me and the vision that He has for me, that doesn't sound very freeing at all. It seems like the most constricting thing. All it is telling me all the things that I can't do. The church is here to just tell me all the things that I can't do, right? What is the true freedom that God desires to offer to us? Because the reality is, like St. Paul said, for freedom, Christ has set us free. He desired to set us free and has set us free so that He could offer us this freedom. But not like a shallow, superficial freedom where I think I can do whatever I want and I think that's going to make me happy. But all that is just, like, honestly, slavery in disguise. What is the true freedom that God desires to offer to us? That we're all actually looking for whenever we're trying to figure out how we're supposed to live and what we're supposed to do, all these things in the world. We're looking for freedom. We want to be free. When we experience those moments in our lives when we are free, there's just something inherent in us that says, yes, I know there's something right about this. What is that thing that grants us this deep sense of freedom that God desires to give to us? St. Paul ironically connects it. In the second reading, he said, he connects it to the law that has its fulfillment in love. Now, how does that make sense? Because freedom and law seem to be like two opposites. And what does the law have to do with loving? If all I know about the commandments, the law is don't do this, don't do that, I've missed the whole point of what the law is. Because if we look at the Ten Commandments, at the way that God gave them to us, if I read the first sentence of the Ten Commandments, it actually doesn't begin, "Thou shalt not." The first sentence in Exodus chapter 20, when God gave this law to His chosen people, this is how it begins. "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the place of slavery." God reveals Himself in giving the law. And if I always see all these rules and all these regulations and all these things apart from the person who gave them to us, they will never make sense. I will always question, why can't I do that? Why can't I do that? We heard a lot of seemingly harsh things in the first reading in the gospel today. Elisha just wanted to go back and tell his family goodbye, and Elijah said, "No, why can't I go back and tell my family goodbye?" And in the gospel, why can't I go bury my dead? Why can't I go tell someone else wanted to tell their family goodbye? Why can't I do all these things? I'm always going to question if I'm only looking at what I can't do, and I'm not looking through that to the person who's offering that to me. But if I see the person of Jesus through that, if I see Him standing on the other side of that, inviting me into something, into a relationship, that transforms everything. And that turns my vision to one, instead of one of self-reliance, to one of trust. And the one who's leading me somewhere. The law only makes sense if I see where it's trying to point me. It's got a vision. And the vision is freedom. And I only experience that when I'm in a communion of love with Him, with that one, with Jesus. Those times when I experience true freedom, it's when I'm loved. It's when I'm able to love. When I exist in a world that is filled with love. When my life is, when I know that I am loved, that grants me a freedom of heart that God wants me to know always at every moment. And nothing else can grant that freedom except love. Laws on their own do not give freedom. Wherever the law changes or doesn't change, whatever the Supreme Court says, whatever Congress says, whatever all these things say, it doesn't change what our mission is and what our hearts are longing for. And that mission and that desire is to love. To love the person right in front of me. To love the person who I disagree with. To love the person who I think is wrong. To love the person who pushes my buttons. To love that person who, if I'm thinking right now and if I'm honest with myself, probably someone's coming to mind that God's inviting me to love. That's the person that God is calling you to love today. And that's the thing that's going to change the world. That's the thing that's going to bring conversion. Not laws, not rulings, not opinions, not all this chaos and division. Love is the one thing that will convert. Love is the one thing that will heal and the one thing that will bring freedom. And the reality is, every single day for the rest of our lives, there will always be somebody in my life who I can love better. There will always be somebody in my life who I can love more and who God is calling me to love more intentionally. And anything that distracts my vision from that is not from the Lord, but is from the enemy. My mission never changes no matter what happens around me. Love the person who needs to be loved. Love the person who doesn't feel like they're loved. Love the person who God has placed in my life so that through me, they could experience His love and experience the freedom that He desires them to experience. And ironically, in doing that, even though it may be hard on the surface, I experience a freedom in doing that. Love is what brings freedom, and that's what we're called to do today. So whoever that person is that came to your mind, who God is calling you to love today, maybe even tonight, as we receive love Himself, Lord, let's pray. Give me the grace to love that person. Amen.